Love and marriage, love and marriage, go together like a horse and carriage.
7:16 now on Moody Radio. Joining us live, as they do each week this half hour, Joe and Cindy Farini with My Marriage Matters. This is the Valentine's edition. Easy for me to
what
say.
What word did you just say?
Valentine's. Happy Valentine's.
Valentine's and days and days.
Hey, guys. We're starting off with a bang here.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Joe, did you get Cindy anything yet?
Hey, don't open with
that. Absolutely. Absolutely.
Good man.
Last week you convicted me that I need to get out there and start moving on this thing. Actually, I kind of have it easy because Cindy's birthday is the week before Valentine's Day.
Oh.
So I'm already right there in the birthday card, Valentine card aisle.
Two for one.
So that really works out well. And I had Joey with me too. So Joey picked out a Valentine's card for Cindy as well. So that was pretty special.
Now, does Cindy mind if you slide over to that dollar section in the cards? Or do you need to get the one that's wrapped up in cellophane for like
$5? Man, those are like
$10
now.
No. Cindy would be very happy if I just handmade a card. I think actually she would be more happy if I made a handmade card for her. But she's pretty easy to make her happy.
That's good.
Construction paper, cut it in half and make a heart. I'd be happy.
Well, I'm glad to hear that. But, you know, honestly, your daughter disagrees with me on this. I think Valentine's Day leans a little bit more towards the woman than the man. Where do you two fall on this?
Well, that's why I phrased the question the way I did, in honor of you.
You don't think that's true, though, Cindy?
You know, I have to say I do think it's true, but I feel like it shouldn't be. I think it should be a couple thing.
Yes.
Yeah.
Preach, Cindy Farini. So how do we fix this then? So what should Valentine's Day look like for the Christian couple?
Well, I think I'm going to kind of jump then to sort of how we were going to end this. And it's just like, what should the goal be for Valentine's Day? And I think it's just to celebrate love. And I think it's to ask, you know, each other, you know, what's romantic to you and what do you enjoy? You know, if you don't like chocolate and your husband brings home chocolate, or if you bring home chocolate to your husband, and he doesn't like it. That to me is not a gift. You know, that's like just showing up with something. So I think you have to really understand each other and know what each other likes.
Yeah, no, I think that makes a ton of sense, Joe.
I totally agree with that, absolutely. And, you know, one of the things I'll just, you know, Cindy knows I'm going to do this for her anyway, so I'll just go live on this one. And, you know, besides the card and the flowers here, you know, what are the things that I can do for Cindy that will show romance or affection towards her? And, you know, after 38 years of doing this, I know some of the things I can do for her that day would be to buy her a bag of Lay's potato chips and a cafe Vienna with some whipped cream. So that really is perfect for her.
And you know what? We usually don't celebrate Valentine's Day, but I didn't realize the options are open to anything.
Hey, that sounds good to me.
I would love a bag of potato chips. Maybe that's what I should ask for.
Caleb, if you're listening, we figured this
don't
out for you.
Don't get me chocolate. Yeah.
Or maybe chocolate-covered potato chips. That's a thing.
Oh, those are so good.
See? And now, what do you guys say to the couple that maybe is in the phase of life where they don't have a lot of cash, so they feel this pressure to do Valentine's Day big, but they just can't?
Well, I can tell you honestly, I don't think we have ever done Valentine's Day big. And I think I sort of protest against all these different holidays and things that come up, and all of a sudden you're like, oh, I have to do this, you know, Sweetest Day and all that. We don't even know when Sweetest Day is. But anyway, I just think when money is scarce or when you don't want to put a lot of money into something, I just think, you know, a wife, if she's making a meal, maybe make a special meal or light the candles that you don't usually light at the table, or maybe use if you have fine china or dishes that you use, maybe that are more special, not china for company, use them for each other and just do something special like that. Something that's small, but it's remembering the day. And I think, you know, we can do a lot of really simple things. Take a walk. It doesn't have to be outside. Go to a mall and window shop. It doesn't even have to be that you're buying anything. It's just that spending time together.
What about the last Valentine's Day that Hannah and Caleb had before having a child? Should they just go big or what? What do they need to do here?
Well, I think they should do whatever pleases the both of them.
Yeah, no, absolutely. And enjoy the day. I mean, every day should be a Valentine's Day, really. And but I think this is a very special time for them. And we're very excited for you, Hannah. That's great.
Thanks, guys.
Oh.
Yeah.
And speaking of kids, it can honestly be complicated to even get away from children when they're small. I mean, is there any value in, like, the family Valentine's Day? Because, I mean, it's not like I can shoo away five children.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
I think that's just as, I think it is just as fun. And you know what? If I could just extend this, I think to singles and to people who are, you know, maybe even recently divorced or have recently lost a spouse, you know, one of the things I have done in the past, and I know I've invited my children to do this along the way too, you know, who do we notice that maybe is without someone this year? Can we send them a card? Can we do something anonymous? Can we, and it doesn't have to be big, can it just be dropping off a card at their house? You know, this is a time that doesn't have to just be for couples. I think we can extend it and just say, you know, I'm thinking of you, I love you, and I hope you have a wonderful day.
That's great advice. And I'd even go as far as to say, if you're up for it and maybe you don't make a huge deal out of Valentine's Day, maybe invite that person to hang out with you on Valentine's
Day.
I think that's a great idea. Absolutely. I know one of the things I also did when the girls were younger is that I would, you know, I would buy flowers for Cindy, obviously, but I would buy a single flower for each of the girls and put it in their rooms. And it was kind of special. They began to realize that this is a day that maybe someday my future husband will be able to do the same thing for me as well. So I was training my girls up to start thinking in terms of just being in this mode of thinking. And so that was a kind of a fun thing for me to do when they were growing up.
Yeah. And, you know, I started doing that a few years ago, but I also, I get candy for the boys because what happens is I show up with flowers for the girls and they're like, what's the deal, Dad? I don't get anything. Where's my stuff? So I get them like candy bars or something and they're happy about
yeah,
that. So.
Absolutely. Yeah, absolutely.
And now as we're almost out of time, and any final words of wisdom for our listeners here as we talk about celebrating Valentine's Day as a couple?
Well, I just think, you know, this late in the game, today's Monday and Valentine's Day is on Wednesday. So, you know, you might be thinking, well, I don't really have time to do anything. Well, just think of something creative that you can do at home. Maybe do, you know, play a board game or something that's different than you normally do. Maybe make a plan on Wednesday to go to an open house on Sunday or Saturday to a house that you could never possibly afford and just go through and pretend like you're looking to buy it. You know, something that's just kind of fun that would suit you. You know, that might not suit one of the listeners, but be creative. And just, you know, even if it's something you can't do this year, start planning. Throw all your change in a jar next year at this time. Take it out. Figure out how much money you have. We usually do that. I'll usually come up with $50 or $60 of just change and say, hey, what can we do with this $50 or $60? And make it fun. Go into a dollar store and buy some fun things and just say, hey, you know, this is just a fun day. It doesn't have to be expensive. Just make it fun and make it full of love.
Well, again, Joe and Cindy Farini join us each week this half hour to offer advice for your marriage. We're always grateful for that. And you can find them online, joefarini.com, cindyfarini.com. And on Facebook, I know you're constantly posting updates and even putting audio on there from your segments, right?
Yes, on My Marriage Matters, on Monday through Friday at 9 o'clock, we post something. So join us there. We'd love to have you.
Thanks, you guys. We'll talk to you next week.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you.
Bye.